ברשות מוריי ורבותיי, with the permission of Hashem, we are today פרשת בעלותך, the parasha of the man, the parasha which it said when the Bnei Israel had the man that they've been eating during the 40 years in the desert. It was a man that all kind of tests, people could test anything they wanted to test in that food, they could test it. And of course, there were some exceptions. Not everyone could have all kind of tests in the man. Don't forget that the man was a special food that came from the Shamayim. And I was wondering, why did Hashem, he had to bring that food, that special food from the Shamayim? Why? Why Hashem, he did not provide the Bnei Israel a normal food? Why he had to give them food from the Shamayim, from the sky, from the Shamayim? Why? I mean, today, even if you go to a big tzaddik, you can ask him for something. I mean, he will not bring you food from the Shamayim. He will give you a bracha for to have good parnasa. Or, I don't know. There is. I would like to tell you a story. One day, the son of my grandfather, Rabbi Yosef Pinto. When Pesach approached, his wife, she told him, look, Rav Yosef, you're sitting learning Torah all day. We have no food. We have nothing in the house. We have nothing to eat. So please, can you do something for us? Can you go out, bring us to eat for Pesach? Can you get something? And Rabbi Yosef Pinto, Alav Shalom, he told her, look at me, I'm not a kind of a person that I can go work, I don't know, from where to bring you food. So she told him, well, you must respect your responsibility, you have children, I mean, you have a wife. So he did not know what to do. All what he did, he just took a pen and a paper, and he wrote a letter. And he wrote a letter to his father, which he died already a few years ago. And he told him, dear Papa, dear Father, you know, Pesach is approaching, I need food, and now do something for me. And he went to the cemetery, and he put the paper on the kever of his father, Rabbi Chaim Pinto. Then, the afternoon, somebody came and was knocking at the door with all kind of food. I mean, people who helped him, you know, to carry all the food. Exactly all what Rabbi Yosef Pinto, he noted. And the paper, he received it. And he said, is the rabbi here? The wife, she said, no, he's in shul. Or probably he went to work. She said, no. I have a list for all what he asked. A list? What do you mean? Well, where is he? So she went, she looked for him. And when he came, she told him, the list that we've made together this morning, did you give it to somebody to buy you food? He said, no. I just took it to the grave of my grandfather, of my father, and I put it there, and that's it. So she told him, well, there is a man who is, he came, he carried with some people who helped him, all kind of food, of Pesach food, a lot. And he wanted even to decorate the house, he wanted to put to buy a new blanket, a new table. So she, good. So my father, he received the letter. She told him, what you did? How you did? He said, well, I sent a letter, put the letter on the grave of my father, and the letter went. Maybe the wind took the letter to the house of that man. That's it. So the rabbi went to see the man. He said, yes, sir. Did you bring me all what it was in the list? He said, yes. I was having a rest, and I had a dream with your father, Rabbi Chaim Pinto, alav shalom, and he told me, hey, you are sleeping, you are resting, you have everything. You forgot when I blessed you a few years ago to become rich. And now, Baruch Hashem, you are rich. You have everything. And my son, Rabbi Yosef, he's sitting in his house. He doesn't have shalom bayit. He has no food. He has nothing to have for Pesach. And he's suffering. And you are sitting just like that, resting. Now, get up. You're going to open the window. The wind's going to bring you a letter that he wrote. He put it to my grave. And go and buy all what he needs. And that's what happened. Did you like it? Hello?
Amazing.
Yeah. So this is only a story. This is only a story. So you see, from the Shamayim, nothing can come. So my question is, why the man had to come from the Shamayim? I don't understand. I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if he wants, he can provide, you know, from all kind of field, vegetables, he can disconnect them from there and bring them to the Jews. I mean, wherever the Jews are sitting, they will have the ground, we give them food, trees, we give them fruit, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will provide them with all kind of animals who will come to the desert, and so they will take them. They would do shechita, all kosher animals, and that's it. I mean, what? I would like even to tell you a story, something that you will not believe it. You know, the Arabs in Morocco, or usually the Arabs, once in a year, they have to buy a keves, a sheep, and to eat it once in a year. You know, a mouton. You know, it's how do you call it? Keves.
Kind of meat.
Yeah, it's a meat. It's lamb. 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 Yes. Once a year, the Arabs they have customs that they buy a lamb once a year and they eat it. It's the custom. But you know, in Morocco, the one who is in charge of the cemetery of Rabbi Chaim Pinto. He's an Arab, he's a Muslim, and he told me that story. He told me that, Mamashi, it's a fabulous story. He told me that one day, one year, there was not a lot of Jews who came to the cemetery, so he did not have enough money to buy the lamb. So his wife, she told him, look, you've been here for 20 years, you take care of this cemetery, of this rabbi, and look, now you don't have the lamb for the holiday, so go and pray, go do something. So he did not know what to do. So really, he had a big imuna. He went to the kever of Rabbi Chaim Pinto in Morocco. It's in Issawira, and he went there and he was crying. He was praying. He said, "Look, I respect you, and." Even that a lot of people told me, go to work, what do you take care of this Jewish cemetery? I did not listen to them, and I take care of you. And I opened the doors for the Jews who came to your kever, to pray in your kever, and I have a problem. I don't have the meat, the lamb for the holiday, for the festival. Now, please, just pray for me to Hashem, pray for me to God. And he went to bed. He went back to his house. And at night, he had a dream with Rabbi Chaim Pinto. It's mamash, it's a big schut that this man had. He had a dream with Rabbi Chaim Pinto who told him, who told him, you know, that if you don't, if you don't, he had a dream that you have to get up and go to the souk, and there you will find a lamb. He wake up and he went to the souk and he find a lamb. It's incredible. And it was a lot of people sitting there. A lot of people, they were sitting there. And the only one, there was a lamb in the middle of the road. It's like no one could see that lamb. And only this guard, the guardian, this man, this Moroccan, who saw the lamb. He was the only one who saw the lamb. It was incredible. And he went and he took the lamb and he brought it in his house. It was a miracle. A miracle. Every time when he talk about this, when I see him, I tell him, please repeat me the story. Repeat me the story of the lamb, how you found that lamb. And I ask him questions. Are you sure no one saw the lamb? No one saw the lamb? No. He repeats, no. No one saw the lamb. No one saw the lamb. It was incredible. It was a bigness. You see, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu want to do a miracle, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do a miracle. So my question is, like this man, he wanted a lamb. The lamb did not come from the Shamayim. It came from earth. It came from, I don't know, it would, maybe somebody lost it. He lost it, one of his lamb. I don't know what happened. Anyway, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he don't need to bring food from the Shamayim. So my question is, why the man had to come from the Shamayim? This is my main question. This is the question that I want to know. I want to ask why the food had to come from the Shamayim. That's it. This is my question. I told you now two stories. According to those two stories, it's you can see that Hashem, if you want to give parnasa to somebody, food to somebody, you don't need to bring them food from the Shamayim. You don't need to bring money from the Shamayim, or food from the Shamayim, from earth. From earth, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do it. So I don't know why this man had to come from the Shamayim. This is my question. Now, this is the first question. My second question on this parasha, it's the following. I do not understand when the Jews started to live, when they built the Mishkan. Once they built the Mishkan, now Hashem told them, when you see the Ananim, get up, the cloud, get up, so you have to pack up all the camp and travel. And that's what happened. During 3 days, the Jews, they traveled in the desert to go to Eretz Israel. And then they started, the trouble started. The Jews started to talk bad. They started to talk bad about Moshe, about Hashem. And then they started to talk about food. We want food. We don't want man. We want a real food. We don't know. We don't want to see the man in the morning, to see the man in the evening. And then they started to cry. And then after they started to cry about women, because they couldn't marry, up to now they could marry from their family. Now it's forbidden to marry an aunt. It's forbidden to marry a sister. It's forbidden to marry Disney. Up to now, you could do whatever they want to do. So they started to cry. I don't understand. It took them 1 year. For 1 year, they did not cry for the man. For 1 year, they did not cry for the food. For 1 year, they did not cry for the Arayot. And suddenly now, they started to cry. Now that they are going to enter Eretz Israel, they started to cry. I don't understand. Why? Why they had to wait so long? So this is, again, and in the middle of that story, we have this story about Moshe, and Moshe that the Eldad Omeda, they started to have to talk prophecy, and they said Moshe is going to die, and it's Yehoshua would take over. All this, it's what the connection between all this. And then Aaron and Miriam started to talk about Moshe, about this woman that he took, this black woman that he took, that she was from Ethiopia, maybe because of her he's not going to enter Eretz Israel because she was black, and because maybe there was no kiddushim, maybe she was a goya where he married her. So then they said no. Of course, if he married her with ketubah, with likiha, with ketubah, with marriage. He did not marry her without marriage. So all this, of course, there is. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to tell Miriam to Aaron, no, Moshe, when he took this woman Cushit, he took her with kiddushin, it's a big shvach for him. I mean, it's not you cannot imagine that Moshe will marry a woman with no kiddushin, with no likiha. No, this is not the reason. I mean, what's all this about? I mean, this is all this question of this parasha. It's need to be understood. Okay? Now let's start. Let's start to understand a little bit this fabulous parasha. But you must a little bit listen. All of you here, you must to listen to understand the secret of the man. Why this man should come from the Shamayim? Why? Now, there is a Gemara who said, "Lo nitna Torah ela le'ochle aman." The Torah was not given only to those who eat the man. I repeat, "Lo nitna Torah ela le'ochle aman." The Torah was not given only to those who eats the man. That means if the Jews in the desert would not eat the man, they would not receive the Torah. Why? Why? So now you have to understand. Since the day that Hashem created the world, the Torah remained in the Shamayim. Even that Abraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Shem, Ve'ever, Adam, Shet, Hanoch, Noah, they all studied Torah. But the Torah was remained in the Shamayim. Even that Shevet Levi, when they were in Egypt, they were not slaves because they were studying Torah. Yes, they were studying Torah, but the Torah was in the Shamayim. That means, officially, the Torah was in the Shamayim. I mean, anyone could learn Torah, but somebody who... I let somebody to stay in my house, but it's not his house. He can stay. I mean, he has the permission to enter my house, and I give him the key of my house. Here, you are my guest. You can enter my house, eat. You can use my house. You can eat. You can sleep. But it's not your house. The house, it's always mine. It's not yours. And one day, I told him, here's the key. Here's the house. I give you papers. I am going to give you the house. Now it's yours. Now we understand the Torah. Till Matan Torah, till Hashem give the Torah to the Jews, the Torah was in the hand of the Avot, Abraham, Isaac, Yaakov, Noah, Shem Ve'ever, etc., etc. But it was not their Torah. It's not. It was not. They could use it. They could learn it. They could study Torah, but they respected Torah, but it was not their Torah. The Torah remained in the Shamayim. Now, in Matan Torah, before HaKadosh Baruch Hu give the Torah to the Bnei Israel, you have to listen to this carefully. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he knows to bring the Torah from the Shamayim to earth in a body who is material, it's not compatible. I mean, it's... It can't get on together. The Torah that it's ruhni, it's spiritual, from the Shamayim, to put it on earth, to give it to people who, and to be their Torah, it's impossible. Maybe the Torah would burn the Jews. The Torah would burn them, because the Torah is ash. The Torah cannot, even Moshe Rabbeinu, when he went to Shamayim to study Torah, he was frightened to talk to the Malachim, because there, to talk to a Malachim, to a Malach there, he can burn you. Can you imagine what it is, the Torah, to talk with Hashem? Torah, it could burn you. I mean, even Moshe Rabbeinu, he was frightened in the Shamayim. Can you imagine what it is, Torah? Torah, it's ash. Torah, it's ash. Torah, it's fire. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now we understand, lo nitna Torah, ela leochem. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, since the Jews left Egypt, he started to give them the man, the food from the Shamayim. This special food that it's not material, that even if you eat it, you don't have to go to the toilet. You understand me? You don't have to go to the toilet. I mean, that's why the Gemara said that the Jews in the desert, they did not sweat, they didn't smell, they didn't need to have a shower, because usually when you smell, when you sweat, when your body smells because of the food, because your body is not clean. But the man is so clean, the food from the Shamayim, it's so clean, it's tasty. I mean, it's fabulous. It doesn't give you bad breath, bad smelling in your body. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he wanted that the Jews to start to eat the man before he gives them the Torah, so that their body will become holy body. Their body will become very, very holy. And now that the body will become very holy, and it will become like a malach, like a spiritual body, so there is no problem. So they can receive the Torah. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, during all the 48 days that the Bnei Yisrael were in the desert to prepare to receive the Torah, the Jews, they were exactly eating the man who came from the Shamayim. It's like, I would like just to tell you something. When somebody wants to touch a fire, I mean, when he put his hand in the fire, he gets burned. But if every time he approaches a little bit to the fire and he takes off his hand, and every time he approaches the fire, so then he can touch the fire without being burned, because his hand, they become already warm. So they can resist a little bit this fire when he touched the with his finger the fire. So now we understand that why HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishtabach Shemo La'ad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that the Bnei Israel will eat the man. That man that he came, he had all kind of tests. Why he had all kind of tests? Because like the Torah, the Torah, there is the best test that you can test in the best ta'am ha'ayim is the Torah. You know, one day there was a rabbi who was driving, and he saw publicity, you know. Propaganda, publicity of Coca-Cola. It was right there. Coca-Cola is the best test in life. I mean, the ta'am ha'ayim, the test of life is Coca-Cola. So he was laughing, this rabbi. He said, yes, the best of life is Coca-Cola. But for me, the best of life, the best test is when I study Torah. So you see, and the man, you could have there all kind of tests in the man. But you should know, the same way that there is all kind of tests, all kind of food. You want to test a steak, you have it in the man. You want to test a lamb, you have it in the man. You want to have a taste of couscous, You have it, gefilte fish, all kind of gefilte fish, all kind of Ashkenaz food, Sephardish food, African food, whatever you want to test, you can test it in the man. Hashem wanted to tell the Bnei Israel, the same way that in this food, this man, that is from the Shamayim, he's came to into your body, not, I don't give you this food only for a pleasure, no. I want to make you know that the same way that there is all kind of food, all kind of tests in that food, so in the Torah, there is all kind of tests. All time, the best test, the best test of your life, you will find it in the Torah. Now, we understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he gave to the Bnei Israel, Lo nitna Torah ela le'ochlei haman. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not give the Torah first to the Jews until they started to eat the man. When they ate the man and they saw the man all kind of tests, wow, they said to themselves, what's that? So Hashem told them, well, the same way that this man, you have all kind of tests and it came from the Shamayim, so I'm going to bring you Torah from the Shamayim, and this Torah you will find all ta'am of life in this in this Torah. Now I understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu really he wanted to give the Torah to the Bnei Israel, because before he gave them the Torah, he had to give them food from the Shamayim. So this food, it's because the Torah, it's not material. So this Torah, it couldn't be put in a material body. It's came from the Shamayim. It's impossible. It's impossible. I mean, it would destroy the body. So it was important for Hashem to give them this special food who came from the Shamayim, that it cannot harm the body, and it's not material, and the proof that you can eat it without going to the toilet, you can eat it without sweating, without having, you will not smell food, bad, you will not have bad breath. You see, it's a food that is delicious, it's fabulous, but it was a problem. It was a big problem with this food. Why? Because not everybody wanted to do Torah. Not everybody wanted really to be a tzaddik. There were some people that didn't want to be a tzaddik. They wanted to enjoy life. So they were Erev Rav. There were as well those who were living near Erev Rav. Asaf Suf. So those people, they did not test. They didn't want to test the man all kind of test. They didn't want. You know why? Because for them they wanted something to be put and their mouth, because it's like they declare. I mean, as I said before, Lo nitna Torah ela le'ochlei haman. The Torah was given only to those people who respect the Torah, who will find tests in the Torah. But those people didn't want to find the test of the Torah. So that means it's like they declare a war to Hashem. We don't want to find, because it's a condition to find all kind of tests in the man. So only if I will find all kind of tests in the Torah. But because they didn't want, so they did not find the test on the man. You understand? They were 18 men, and for them it was nothing. Because it didn't give them the full test. Why? Because as I told you before, the only people who tested in the man all kind of food, only people who were willing to study Torah. Only people who were willing to have the test of the Torah. That was to feel the Torah, it's spiritual, so the food was spiritual. As the Gemara said, the people who were tzaddikim, the food was beautiful. The man was so nice. And the man, he even came so close to them. They didn't need to go to walk to bring the man. The man was near them. But for people who were Reshaim, so they have to go and search for the man. And then the man was not good. It was not tasty. So now you can imagine that now we understand why those people did not have the taste, a good taste in the man. They felt that the man was not correct. So they wanted to eat food, real food in their mouth, because for them, this man is not good. But as I told you before, it was a condition. Lo nitna Torah ela l'ochle aman. It was a condition. You want Torah, you have the man. You want Torah, you want to respect the Torah, that so you will have the man. And the man, you will have all kind of tests. And when you will have all kind of tests in the Torah, so it's sure that you will find all kind of tests in the Torah. But a man that he wanted to find just all kind of tests in the man without respecting Torah, without studying Torah, so that was not the condition. So they did not find the test they wanted in the man, so they reclaimed food. They reclaimed meat. They want meat. Like she said, they are searching for excuses. Excuse to fight Hashem. Excuse to fight Hashem. Now, I would like just to tell you one thing. You should know one thing. When a man eats a lot of food, you can have zera lebatala. You have to be careful what you eat. Because too much food, and too much food for no reason, to mix all kind of food, could have zera lebatala. You see, the tzaddikim that they were in the desert, when they were trying to have all kind of food, they were trying to taste all kind of food in the man, because they wanted as well, they had as well ta'ava, they had invited to understand Torah. Oh, so lo nitna Torah ela l'ochle aman. Ah, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you see people that they wanted to have, to discover all kind of taste in the food, because they want as well to discover all kind of sweetness in the Torah, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he give them more taste in the food. So they would discover more in the Torah. But there were people that they wanted freely, free, Hinam and Kesef. They wanted to have all kind of taste in the food, but without to need to go and study Torah and respect Torah. And you know that. You should know one thing. When, God forbid, there is no Torah, so you have bad thoughts. You have bad thoughts in Gilu Arayot, you have bad thoughts in Shfichut Damim, in Avodah Zarah, you have bad thoughts, all kind of bad thoughts you can have. So only the Torah protects you. You know, one of my students, one of my Talmidim, Erev Yom Kippur, he was preparing to come to for Pesach, for Kippur in the yeshiva. So he went to the bank to put the money in the bank. And the woman that she was taking, you know, and they are in charge to take the money to put it in the bank, you know, to put it in his account. She told him, "You never invite me for dinner." So she told her, "I am married, and I don't see why I have to invite you. I am a married man. I respect my wife, and I love my wife, and I don't know. I don't understand you." So you know what she did? She put her hand in his hand. So he looked at her, and suddenly he felt like fire. He had a big tzara. He left the money, he left everything, and he ran away from the bank. He ran away from the bank. When I told him why you ran away, he said, "Well, two things helped me not to fail in that avera. I saw your face, and it's Kippur tonight. How can I do that to Hashem? How can I do that to you?" So I told him, "You are a tzaddik. Very good." So you see, בזכות, with the זכות of the Torah, התורה מגינו מצולי, who saved that man from the Avera? The Torah. The Torah. So you see, when you study Torah, you are saved. How many people failed with Gilo Arayot? Why? Because they have no Torah. People that they have no Torah, when they go to the bank, if the woman will touch their hand, they will fail. They will do the Avera. Why? Because there is nothing to protect them. HaTorah Magino Matsuli. So now you understand those people, those Erev Rav, those Asaf Suf, those Ktzeram, that they are reclaiming food, and that they are crying, and they are trying to find excuses to fight Hashem, to fight Moshe, and they're talking about the food that they were eating in Egypt with no mitzvot. They don't need to do mitzvot to eat it. Those people, they want it now, everything free. They didn't want the condition that lo nitna Torah ela le'ochlei aman. They didn't want the condition that only if you want to respect Torah mitzvot, you will have all kind of tests in the man. They wanted to have all kind of tests in the man with no Torah. And it's impossible. Why? As I told you before, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before he gave the Torah to the Bnei Israel, he wanted to give them a holy body. Only by having a holy body through the man, they will be ready to receive the Torah. They can receive the Torah. Without having a holy body, they cannot receive the Torah. It's impossible. That was the condition. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he did not allow them to eat food from the earth. Only food who came from the Shamayim. Only food who came from the Shamayim. So that their body can be a kosher body. A body that it can be like Aron HaKodesh. Where you can put there where you put the Sefer Torah. The same way that Aron HaKodesh, you have to be holy and clean when you put the Sefer Torah, so the body as well, it should be very clean where he received the Sefer Torah, where he received the Torah. And that was for a time that their body will get used to the Torah, till after they will start to eat all kind of food. But for the moment, their body should be able to receive the Torah only if the body is holy. And he can only be holy by eating the man who came from the Shamayim, not any kind of food. Now I understand why the Bnei Israel, now we have to listen to this. Now I understand why the Jews wanted to go to Eretz Israel, to enter Israel, and they traveled 3 days. 3 days. Now they find an excuse. Wow, 3 days of traveling. We did not stop. We are tired. I mean, can you imagine? No one talk. Most of the Jews, no one talk. No one is complaining about the 3 days traveling. Only those people who did not really find test on the man. All the things they want in the man. Why? Because now it's like they didn't want to enter Eretz Israel. Why? Why? Because they know that in Eretz Israel there is mitzvot in Eretz Israel too. And they didn't want to do mitzvot. Now it's another problem. That's what Hashem said, I wanted to let them enter Israel quick. Now that they are finding excuse not to enter Israel, it's a problem. You see, they prove, they show to Moshe, that's what the Torah said, Moshe was very sad. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very, very annoyed. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he did not understand what's going on here. Even Moshe Rabbeinu did not understand. With all what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for them, this is the answer. This is what they are doing. That all what Hashem did for them, it's a condition that they will respect, they will receive the Torah. And now, not only they don't want Torah, they're talking the Lashon Hara about Eretz Israel, they're talking the Lashon Hara about the food, that they want Gilui Arayot, they want the woman. You see, this is a big, big problem. I mean, this is the connection between all this. I mean, up to now, my second question was, why during 1 year they did not complain about the woman, they didn't complain about the food, they didn't complain about, they did not try about the man. Why now? You know why? Because now, after that, they were traveling 3 days to enter Israel, those bad people that they didn't want to study Torah, so they did not test all kind of food and the man, they started now to find an excuse, because now they said to themselves, if in the desert there is so much mitzvah to do, so if we enter Israel, there is too much more mitzvah to do, and it's too much for us. So that means they want food with no mitzvot, real food, meat, fruit, real meat, real food with no mitzvot. Now we understand why this is the reason why they were punished. Now I'd like to tell you something. Man, it's gematria how much?
95.
Man, Haman, it's the gematria 95. But man, just Memnun, it's gematria 90. With the kolel, it's how much?
Amen.
91. With the kollel. With the kollel, it's 91. Yes? It's 91. So, Elan, the tree, it's 91. Gematria, 91. And how much is it? Yutke Vavke with Adoshem, Adona, Adnot, 91. So you see, Am Israel, the Jews, they must have emunah. Amen. And the Jews, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he gives them the man, which in the man there is there his two names. So that the Jews will be inspired from that food, that their body will become very, very spiritual. What it is to Elan? It's Elan is Etz. What is it Etz? Etz Hayim Hina Mahazikimba. Etz is the Torah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu give them the man which there is his two names, so that they will, their body can accept the Etz, the Torah. And now we understand, this is the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom, he was very angry, he was very annoyed about those people who are talking about food. Because really, how can they talk about food? HaKadosh Baruch Hu give them a condition to leave Egypt to receive the Torah. Even those Arab Rav, when they left, Hashem didn't accept them at the beginning. It's Moshe who accept them. And he accept them with this condition as well. If you want to that I will accept you, you have to accept to study Torah and to respect Torah and mitzvot. They said yes. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to train them, he give them the man, training. If you like, if somebody wants to run 100 meters, he has to train himself, yes or no?
Yes.
To run 100 meters. Otherwise, he will not run even 10 meters. So Hashem, he wanted to train the Bnei Israel that can receive the Torah. It's fire. They had to eat food that it's from the Shamayim. Not a Gashmi food, a Ruchni food. And this food, there is there the two names of Hashem. Like in the Elan, which is the Chaim, it's the Etz, it's the tree, it's the tree, it's the Chaim. is the Etz Chaim, the tree is the Torah, Etz Chaim Hila Mahazikim Ba. We call the tree is the symbol of the Torah. Why? Because in the tree there is branch, there is anafim, there is shorashim. So the Torah as well, the Torah, there is anafim, there is shorashim, it's like a tree, the Torah. You take a mitzvah, just to get a mitzvah, when you start to talk about mitzvah, you will find there the 613 mitzvot. Millions of mitzvot you will find in one mitzvah. They're connected. The mitzvot are connected one to each one, or to the other one. This is what we say, mitzvah goret mitzvah. When you start with a mitzvah, make sure that it will be another mitzvah came after. Not stop. So, Rabotai, now we understand why Hashem, He gives the Torah, He gives the man from the Shamaim. Now we understand why just now they start to talk. Why not before? Why they start to complain only now? Because now they can enter Israel. So now that they can enter Israel, they wanted to find an excuse. Now we understand why Eldad Medad started to talk. Why? Because it was in their way. Because all this problem that happened now with the Mit'oninim, with those people who complain about the food, because they know that the guy enter Israel didn't want. So the Eldad Medad started to say, hey, it's not Moshe who will enter the Jews to Eretz Israel. It will be Yeshua. So you see, there is a big connection between when the Jews left their camp from Har Sinai to enter and they traveled 3 days with all the complaint that happened after 3 days, with what happened after with the prophecy of Eldad Medad, and then the story of Aaron and Miriam about Moshe. When they heard the Nevuah of Eldad Medad, they said, it's impossible, Moshe. It's a tzaddik, Moshe. How it's possible that he will not enter to Eretz Israel? How? So they wanted to find out. Maybe because he went with he married a Kushit, and there was no marriage. And after he said, no, it's impossible because HaKadosh Baruch Hu speak to him and he speak to us. No, I'm sure. So sure, it's certain because he married her with ketubah, with get, with kiddushin, with likiha. No, chas v'shalom, a man like Moshe Rabbeinu, that he will marry a woman without ketubah, chas v'shalom. No, so you see, they started to find out, and then. That was very, very important. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe, to Aaron and Miriam, to tell them, you're wrong. That no one can reach the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. You see, I'm sorry to tell you this, but there is here something that really, it's a big shaykhut, big connection between Vayis'u, when they left the Mahane, Vayibisua Aaron and Moshe, Kuma Hashem, Yafutsuibecha, Vayisum, Penacha, Vayimah, Yoshua Hashem, Alfi Israel. It was a big connection, big connection. When the Jews, the Shvatim, the 12 tribes, now they pack up all their belonging and to start to go. 3 days they did not stop. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to take them quick to Eretz Israel, to enter quick Eretz Israel. And then the Jews started. They didn't want to didn't like to go to Eretz Israel. So it's a big connection between when they left Har Sinai, 3 days they did not stop. They've been traveling for 3 days. Then all the problems started, and then the prophecy of Eldad Medad, and then the discussion that of Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam about Moshe. And the most important is, or what we should take from this, of this story, is this pasuk. It's a fabulous pasuk. Habasar odenu b'shinehem terim ikaret ve'af Hashem hara ba'am v'yak Hashem ba'am makah rabba meod. It's fabulous. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very angry. Very angry. What happened? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he saw those Jews, those Erev Rav, those Rishaim, that they wanted just food with no Torah, didn't want the man, they wanted really the real food. And the Rashi realized that all what they are doing, because they don't want to enter Eretz Israel, to receive the Torah there, to receive the Torah that mitzvot that tluit ba'aret, mitzvot that they are connected to Eretz Israel. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what he did, he waited till the tzaddikim enter their tent. When the tzaddikim enter their tent. When the tzaddikim enter their tent, Hashem threw on them meat, and they were killed. Vayak Hashem ba'am makah rabba meod. Hashem, he punished them. You wanted food. The food, it went straight, boom! It fell on their face. Can you imagine a bombardment? It's like, a heavy bomb falling on them. A heavy bomb. That food, those birds, they were, boom! They fell on their face. Very strong, very heavily. And they killed them. That was their punishment because they didn't want the Torah. So, this is, I think, what I can tell you for this parasha. Do you have any question?
No. Thank you, Rabbi. Thank you.
Now, with this fabulous Pirkei Avot, one thing I can tell you, but the Pirkei Avot is, a man should know that life, even if it's long, it could be short. Because life with nothing is short. And that way, Chachamim, they cut life. To give to a man advice. What you should do with your life? Because the Satan, the Tzara is very, very big. The Tzara, he would love you that all your life will be Olam Hazeh. Enjoy yourself. Eat. Sleep. Go out. Travel. Holidays. Forget. It's all I want. Anyway, the life is short. This year, I don't know if you saw how this year it went quick this year. Bemet, it's so quick this year. So a man should be very, very careful. Should not waste his life. Should not waste his time, the time that Hashem gives you. Today there is no man. Today, Baruch Hashem, there is Torah. The Torah is the man. Our parents, they were the first people to prepare the generations that we can study Torah without the man. Because we will find the man and the Torah. the first people, our parents, they needed. You know, they were slaves in Egypt. They had nothing there. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu understand them. They were slaves. They were miserable. They had a miserable life in Egypt. They did not have a good life. I'm going to give them Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he wanted that the Jews, the Bnei Israel, at least when he will give them the Torah, that it's a lot of mitzvot, at least their body, they will not say, well, we were slaves, now we're going to be again slaves to the mitzvot. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu give them food. That food has all kinds of tests. To tell them, you see, the same that you have, all kinds of tests in the food, that's what you're going to have the Torah. So the Torah, it's not being slave. You will have pleasure in the Torah. That was the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he gave them the food. This demand from the Shamayim. Till their body gets used to this olam. And then, when they enter Eretz Israel, the man stopped. Well, their body was now ready to behave like a normal person. To study Torah without being, without have to eat the man. So this is what Hashem wanted from us. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us, Chachamim, they give us ideas that we should not waste our life. That all our life should be doing something good. So when you are 5 years old, the Mikra, since you start life. But the best life and the best age, the age that is very difficult is when you are by the 30, Lakua. Then you are a strong man. The biggest etzara you can have it when you are 30. So you have to only through Torah you will have the zechut be'ezrat Hashem to be intelligent and to achieve be'ezrat Hashem one day olam haba. Yeh ratzon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu give you bracha v'atzlacha and bri'ut amen ki ratzon.